people know that on Abraham Lincoln's return to D.C. from delivering the Gettysburg Address, he contracted a mild case of smallpox. The president recovered, but one man in his party did not. The story surrounding that man is this edition of The American Countryside. When Abraham Lincoln's family left Springfield, Illinois for Washington, D.C., he took a longtime friend and employee with him.
He takes with him an African-American man named William Johnson, who had done work at the Lincoln home for Abraham and Mary. He's the only black that makes up this group of people going with Lincoln to Washington.
Tom Schwartz is an Illinois state historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum.
When Lincoln gets to Washington, he tries to get Johnson a job on the White House staff. But because Johnson is dark-skinned and the other blacks on the White House staff are light-skinned, they shun him.
Lincoln found him a job in the Treasury Department, but the president still requested Johnson assist him on some occasions.
He sends over a little note to the supervisor and says, "William comes with me to Gettysburg."
Johnson served as Lincoln's valet on his trip to Gettysburg.
Lincoln gives his address dedicating the National Cemetery, gets back to Washington. He breaks out in smallpox. It's a mild case. He recovers, but William Johnson has a fatal case.
The president made arrangements for his friend's burial.
When Johnson dies, Lincoln buries him at his own expense in what is now Arlington National Cemetery. Part of Arlington had been a contraband camp. Sickness went through the camp. The blacks who had died were buried there. The tombstone is interesting because it has William H. Johnson, citizen, which I think is a nice way to summarize the ultimate result of Lincoln's election.
You can still find Johnson's marker today, a tribute to the man who served alongside Lincoln, including that fateful trip to Gettysburg. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.